just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
Just a good old boy, meaning no harm. That's who we are, Larry. Just a couple of good old boys, meaning no harm, and a whole lot of good.
Except I mean a lot of harm to the virus.
We would love to harm that virus as best we can. You bet with that. Well said. This is Barry Miller along with that other voice there, your consumer guy, Larry Stanley. We're part of the Barry and Larry Show for you consumers, home sellers, home buyers. Focus on lower, fairer, flexible commissions, consumer service, high fiduciary level services, and all kinds of good times. Right now, my world is, this is a good time to sell your house. My tip is, don't forget what Larry and I always say. Do not decide to sell your house unless you have done the analysis of the benefits to you. The benefits to you of selling your house versus the benefits of not selling your house. Assuming that you're saying you want to sell, you've done that analysis and you want to sell, some of you listening may not want to sell right now because of the current virus, the current events. But the data says it is okay to sell your house. Economists through and through, bankers through and through are saying it is okay to sell your house. If the benefits to you selling your house are exceeding the benefits of not selling, then it is fine for you to put your house up for sale. The data shows there are hundreds of buyers buying houses each week all along the Front Range. Now is okay to sell your home. It is okay.
A great view, world, Barry. I like it. How difficult is it to sell your house now in this market?
Larry, come on, consumer guy. It is not difficult to sell your house now. You do have to have a good top agent, more than ever, who knows how to market your house under the current circumstances. And the agent needs to know how to read the data reports that are readily available on a daily basis to let you, the seller, know how long it will take to get an acceptable contract. That's not pinpoint science, but it is relatively known where the price fits in the market. Look, Jim Wonsick just gave us the report. Over 1,100 buyers purchased a home in the last week in the 7-county area of metropolitan Denver. We have the numbers for a 25-mile radius. That's only about 4 counties. And we had almost 600 buyers purchase a detached home in the Denver area last week, and about 250 consumers purchased a detached home in Colorado Springs last week. So you want that agent to price your home at the right place and also know about the protocols for sellers in preparing your house for sale.
Barry, interesting. So what are the protocols for difficult sellers?
No, you mean difficult sellers? The protocol for a difficult seller, I don't know what that means. If somebody has a difficult seller, the protocol is probably to say bye-bye.
I'm going to learn how to read right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were looking
I wrote the question down and I read it wrong.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
Let's try this again.
Okay.
Are these protocols difficult for sellers? That makes more sense.
Are the protocols difficult, Larry? No. The simple answer is no way. They're not really difficult. They're not difficult at all. And I'm talking about sellers most of the time are not difficult, and the protocols for sure are not. Larry, you know what? A seller should typically have their house what? Clean. As you say,
Cluttered.
Decluttered and clean. Okay, they
yep.
kind of go hand in hand. Now all we add is a little cleaner. But buyers have a protocol, too, to keep the house clean. And that's why good buyer agents in their toolkit, they're carrying around handy wipes. And they wipe off the doorknobs after the buyer has gone through the home. This is good. We're seeing the top professionals really shine, Larry. And that's a good thing.
But, Barry, what about new real estate agents and untrained real estate agents and unskilled agents? Aren't they going to have a tough time selling a house in this environment?
Larry, they have a tough time selling houses. You're laughing. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yes.
Those agents have a tough time selling a house in any marketplace. And by the way, all too often, they underprice the home for the seller. And they are opportunities for buyers. Those agents, buyers who are listening, do exist. And in the tough time, the difficult, different kind of times we have now with COVID-19, these agents aren't going to do that well. Maybe the agents in the real estate industry and the government agencies will realize don't have such wide open doors for any to come in to the business. I almost said some good words there, Larry. Let these, you know, so-so, not-so-good agents come in. No, maybe that's not the best system in our capitalistic society. And these kind of times clean out the agents, and we like to see it, because who benefits? Just like joining forces with Jim Wonsick and RE/MAX Masters, Larry, Barry and Larry's consumers are ahead. Other consumers are ahead. Well, consumers gain when we have fewer of these untrained agents and unskilled agents. So you bet they have a tough time, and you'll hear them moan and complain and whine about the difficult times we're in. Oh, the market has crashed. No, it has not crashed. We will be giving data after our next break. We're going to give you the data. Oh, there's a bit of a statistical numeric slowdown, but you know what? There are still few houses compared to the number of buyers who want to buy them. We still are in a strong market. So you bet, Larry, the weak agents, I am not feeling this way about the health and the COVID-19. I'm not into the strongest will survive. I'm not into that when it comes to life and death and over a health issue that none of us can help what our body does to it if it attacks us. But I will be one to say, may the strongest survive, and may we not let these weak, untrained, unskilled managers of major companies, let them go away, the sooner the better. I'll put that on the record. The sooner they're gone, Larry, the better for all home buyers and home sellers.
Well, hard times always brings about a thinning of the number of real estate agents in the area.
Yeah, and the whole truth here, Larry, is we're not going to see much of a thinning because we're not even close to hard times. So hard times are not applying to the residential real estate market.
Well, that leads into my next question.
Yeah, go for
it. Is the current data giving indicators that the next 2 weeks are going to continue to be reasonably strong?
Absolutely, yes. Reasonably strong. And I'm not going to emphasize reasonably. I'm not going to emphasize strong. You bet they'll be strong. Watch what's going on. There are still bidding wars in Colorado Springs. There are still some bidding wars, as there have been all year long, in Denver metro area and the northern, our friends in the north, Fort Collins, Loveland, Longmont, Greeley. Houses properly priced in the median price and around the median price, plus and minus. We're still seeing it, and it's there. So look, we'll be giving the data. We follow it on a daily basis, and yet we'll be giving that exact data after the break. But Larry, it's there. The number of days of inventory in the Denver market are a little bit higher than they've been. They're at 42 days. What's normal for a decent, healthy market, Larry?
150.
120 to 150. Okay. You got it right. We're at 42. How about Colorado Springs? How many days of homes on the market do they have? Oh, how about 25? 25. You know, that's a strong market, Larry.
That's a strong market.
We'll give that report every week as we do. And look, if the market changes drastically, like the restaurant business have, we'll report it quickly.
So what you're saying, Barry, is even though yes, we're seeing a slight slowdown in the marketplace. That doesn't mean that the world is coming to an end and the industry is falling on hard times. It doesn't mean that at all. We still are in a very tight seller's market.
It's a good seller's market. I like what Jim Wansick said, Larry. It's a bit easier and better and more balanced for buyers. And what does that mean? Sellers are still in a good, good position. But if you have a weak agent as a seller, you're going to be in some deep doo-doo.
Well, that goes any time, Barry. In difficult times, it's just even more critical to have a good agent.
So now is a good time to sell your house. Now is a good time, as Larry said, in his view, to buy your next house. If, in fact, you've gone through the analysis per the Barry and Larry mantra, go through the analysis to determine, is it better for you to buy or sell or not? And if it's not, stay put. Or call us, and we'll give you all the advice we can how to maximize the position you're in and wanting to stay in. Have consumers ever thought about calling their real estate agent to say, how can I better myself by staying put? How about that, Larry?
I haven't heard that question before.
No, we're available for that. We'll help them make the right decision. Hey, maybe that's about some add-ons, some remodeling.
Well, how do people get a hold of you, Barry, if they want to ask you some
of these questions?
I guess
we haven't given the number out or the
no,
website
we haven't.
Or the email. You know what? We just like helping everyone, and that is what we do. Sure, feel free to call me and call our company anytime at 303-888-3788. You could text 24/7. Please text in the late evening times. I'm up. I'm working. Love to take your call. Call me up to 10 o'clock any night of the week, 303-888-3788. Or you prefer email, okay? Email us at truth@barryandlarry.com. truth@barryandlarry.com. This is Barry Miller with the Barry and Larry Show for consumers, you home sellers, home buyers. We are here for you. We're here 24/7 all the time for you at 303-888-3788. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the actual numbers and the hard data that says this still is a good market for you. And we will talk about added tips for you as a buyer, added tips for you as a seller.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It is a wonderful world. What a wonderful world it is. Angie and Ryan, thanks for shifting that up on us. We like that because now we're at the final segment of the Barry and Larry Show for you home buyers and home sellers. And it is a wonderful world. I hope you've gotten the picture so far when you heard Jim Wansick talk, upbeat, what's going on. 1,100 homes under contract in the 7-county area just in the last week. You know, over six, let's give the exact number. Almost 600, 589 in the detached homes in a 25-mile radius from downtown Denver. That's the radius we've used for over 6 years here on the Barry and Larry Show. How does that shape up? Where would it be if we were a solid market like we've been the last 2 years? Well, I could tell you where it's been the last 2 years, about 800 and about 850. So it's down, Larry. Let's say it's gone down from 850 to 600, and yet the numbers year to date are almost the same as they've been for the last 2 years. So we're not down much. And at 600 a week, let's see, my math says that's 2,500 a month. 2,500 buyers a month is a healthy market. What are we used to in May and June? 4,000. But it's not May and June yet, Larry. we may hit that 4,000 one of those months anyway. But it's still a strong market. How about Colorado? Oh, by the way, the last 2 weeks in Denver were the first time this year, that first time all year, that we had 2 weeks back-to-back where the seven-day number of buyers was lower than the prior 28 days on an equal percentage basis. Did I make that clear?
I'm not sure everybody understands that, but let's summarize it by simply saying there has been some slowing in the marketplace, but it's not enough to panic.
Not even close. It's not quite a trend. Likely it will be, because we know what's going on. People are being a little more cautious. But, Larry, the last 2 weeks, I'll make a case why next week may be more than this week. I'm not betting dollars to donuts it will be, but I might. You want to make a couple donuts bet on this?
I'll be more than happy.
A $2 bill versus two donuts. How about that?
That's a great deal.
I'm going to say that next week in the Denver metro area, we have more homes under contract than we had this 7 days. I'm going to risk it, and I'm going to bet two donuts on that for your $2.
We're on, okay. Because I do disagree with you. Unfortunately,
Disagree with you. Well, and I don't know. I'm just seeing that I think it's going to be close to the same, actually. But Colorado Springs, one of the strongest markets in the country, it had its first week ever for years on. It's a slowdown, a slight slowdown. And when it went down, it's a down by about 50 buyers for the week. That's not a big slowdown. So lots of good items are happening for you, the consumer. The big one is this. It is okay, fine. The future looks good. This is not a kind of a recession being led by residential real estate at all. It's residential real estate that's holding up a whole lot of pieces of the economy. So if you're looking to buy, do it. If you're looking to sell, do it. And get ready to do it by calling the best agents. Give us a call at 303-888-3788. Larry, your comments as a consumer about the information. Oh, yeah, median prices are holding their own.
Well, my quick summary of what you're saying is this is still a good time for buyers and sellers. You just need to be a little smart in how you do it.
Yep, I just say a little bit smarter. And speaking of the median prices, they're up to $355 for the median home in Colorado Springs, $480 in the Denver marketplace. That's not a bad market, ladies and gentlemen. This is Barry Miller for Larry Stanley saying we're bye-bye for now, but we're here for one more hour for you investors. Building your wealth with real estate coming up next.
The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep.